Chattanooga's number one hit music station. And joining me in studio, Mr. Chip Ables. How are we doing, Chip?
What's up, Chattanooga? Thanks for having me over.
Of course. This is going to be a lot of fun. I heard nothing but good things about a big show coming up tomorrow night. Doors at 6, show at 7, Songbirds Foundation. We love Songbirds and everything that they stand for. And this is a little bit of a reunion show for Marlo Drive.
Does anybody out there remember Marlo Drive?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, because I am not familiar with Marlo Drive. Only been here a few years myself, and it's been a 7-year hiatus since this really beloved local band has performed. I know that you're a member of the band, part of it, the whole thing. So for those that do not know, because there are listeners that are like, Marlo who? What is the story of Marlo Drive a little bit? Just a little quick, you know, elevator's pitch.
It was, it's basically Southern Riverbank blues.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Just a blues rock band.
Yeah, a little bit of soul, a little bit of Southern rock, that blues feel.
It's got some pretty high energy in it, you know?
Yeah, sure.
And it's nice to be able to get together with the guys and rehearse these songs and stuff. And man, it takes to get used to just getting that adrenaline rush, you know?
I bet. And I know that there's a couple others that will be performing as well. The Skip Sisto band. Skip, obviously a member of Marlo Drive.
Skip Sisto, one of the best guitar players that you'd ever hear. And sure, it'll be a treat just to listen to him play.
Mm-hmm.
And just for that.
Yeah, just for that. And then Little Mule, which is a new project that you guys are working on. Kind of a debut show for Little Mule.
That's right. And to be honest, it's very first Little Mule show.
Yeah.
It's a little four piece that we put together, and we've been working on it for about 6 months, and I'm so excited to be able to play that set. We're going to rock some folks out. They're going to love that.
So is that the same type of feel then when it comes to basically Marlo Drive, or is it a little more, I think it was a little more Americana from what I was reading?
Yeah, well, you know, it's same songwriter.
Okay.
You know, and it's like, so it's, you know, it isn't too far from the beaten path, but it does has it. It's eclectic, and it's so many different ranges of music that Little Mule does.
Sure.
It's just an eclectic set that everybody's going to get to see for the first time, so I'm excited for that.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great show, a little bit of a rock show, a little bit of, like you said, blues with the Southern soul, a little bit of everything, so people have a really good time. And, of course, hanging out at Songbirds is never a bad night.
It's fantastic, just being a guitar player and looking around at what they have in there, you know. And it's just a great place for people to be able to perform their art, you know, and that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, absolutely. We posted up a link on our website so you can purchase your tickets. We get them before it sells out. That's songbirdsfoundation.org. There's also a link, like I said, hits96.com. And I know we're getting close to this goal, but if you guys sell 100 tickets, there's a little bit of a fundraising aspect here for Songbirds and for their programs. Talk to us about that a little bit.
Absolutely. News come in today that we're very close to already achieving that.
Great.
So we hope that, you know, it'd be a great sellout, you know. So it's been a positive vibe that's been going on as far as the news coming in. David Rilano and Ethan Bowen, there's a lot of different guys, David Rye, there's a lot of guys in our management team that's been putting the word out and making sure things happen.
Sure.
And we're really excited, you know, to be able to see if everybody's going to show up.
That's,
you know,
right,
what I mean?
That's
so
right.
We're close.
So we're shooting that close. That goal is we're shooting for 100 tickets sold. If we get 100 tickets sold, what's going to happen is Judah Guitars is going to donate an acoustic guitar to the Songbirds Guitars for Kids program, which is just outstanding. Now we're giving back to the community. Not only is it the reunion and the debut of Little Mule, but now we're giving back to the community, all in the name of music. You guys must be excited to be a part of all that.
That's right. Jacob Lance, he's the guy who owns Judah Guitars. I was talking with him this morning, and he mentioned that, you know, he may give that kid a guitar and it be the next big artist in the next 10 years,
gotta start
5
somewhere.
Years, or, you know.
Got to start somewhere.
You know, so he said, you know, it could be something that changed somebody's life.
Right.
You know?
That's fantastic. And that's what Songbirds is about. Their Songbirds Guitars for Kids program is just outstanding. You can learn more about that. Songbirdsfoundation.org. And again, that's where the direct link is to purchase their tickets. Marlo Drive being doing a big reunion. And we were talking a little bit before we jumped on the air here, Chip. You guys were thinking about a one-time show, but there seems to be some stuff bubbling up. Maybe this is not the end of Marlo Drive. Maybe there's more to come.
Man, when you get out there and you start playing them songs and you get that feeling inside, and all the guys feel the same way, you know, so it's one of those things where, you know, everybody's hinting that, you know,
who knows?
They'd love to be able to, you know, keep some things going. Depending on how things go, I feel like it'd be a good,
absolutely
good opportunity.
Yeah.
For us.
Well, yeah. I hope that is true, and I think you guys are gonna have a fantastic show. That's tomorrow night, Songbirds Foundation. Doors at 6:00, show at 7:00. And again, if you purchase your tickets now and they get to that hundred person, that goal that they have, a guitar will be donated to Songbirds Guitar for Kids, and of course, all of it goes to Songbirds Foundation. Chip, thank you for coming on and telling us all about this. I'm excited for you guys.
Yeah, Skip Sisto,
yes,
great guitar player. Marlow Drive, it's been around for a while. We toured for about 5 years, 6 years,
okay,
you know. And Little Mule, I'm telling you, Chattanooga, come out there. Check these guys out. They're going to kick your tail.
There we go. I am excited. Hopefully you are as well. Go to hits96.com for those details and songbirdsfoundation.org. Chip Abels, appreciate you so much. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's Hits 96.